السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين أولم يروا أن أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ فَاتِذَ الْقُرْبَى حقه والمسكين وابن السبيل ذلك خير للذين يريدون وجه الله وأولئك هم المفلحون وما آتيكم من ربا وما آتيتم من ربا ليربو وما آتيتم من ربا ليربو في أموال الناس فلا يربو عند الله وما آتيتم من زكاة تريدون وجه الله فأولئك هم المضعفون الله الذي خلقكم ثم رزقكم ثم يميتكم ثم يحييكم هل من شركائكم من يفعل من ذلكم من شيء سبحانه وتعالى ما يشركون
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Huzoor says that the translation of these verses as follows. Allah Almighty says, have they not seen that Allah Almighty expands the provision for whomsoever He likes and makes it restricted? And in that there is certainly signs for those people who believe. So you give the due to those who are close to you and the miskeen and those who are on journey. And this is good for those people who wish to have the the prayer of Allah Almighty, and these are the people who are going to be successful. And whatever you give by way of interest, so that by mixing with the wealth of the people, it should increase. But it does not increase in the sight of Allah. And whatever you give by out of your pure income by way of getting the desire of Allah Almighty, the pleasure of Allah Almighty, and these are the people who are going to be given abundantly. And Allah is the one who has created you and give you the provision. He is going to cause you to die and then give you back to life. Is there anyone from among those people whom you set up the partners who can do anything out of this? And Allah is holy, far above than what they set up the partners with Allah Almighty. These verses of the Holy Quran, which I have recited today, in the very first verse, Allah Almighty has announced His being Razak, the one who provides, and He is the one who gives expansion in provision and also makes it restricted. A restriction is also imposed by God. He is the one who provides, and He is the one who stops the provision going to the people. And He says that the true believers, this quality, this attribute of Razak shows great sign to the believing community. Nowadays, the financial situations of the world, as we see, through the financial crisis, the world is passing. And the rich people, rich countries are also affected, and also the poor ones. Industrial countries are also affected, and those who depend on agriculture, they are also affected by that. And also those who consider that they have got technical know-how to that degree that the world is in need of our expertise at any cost. Because in this scientific age and in this modern age, these facilities and these capabilities are very much needed. Some big powers, they had thought that their finance and their economy has become so strong and stable that very soon we are going to have the full sway over all the countries of the world. And some of them they have already captured, but they were thinking of having their hold and establish their dominance over all countries of the world. In their thinking, in their thought, they had developed so much in science that now no one can compete with us in this field of science. And vast areas, and because of the diversity in weathers, we are fully self-sufficient in case of provision, and we are not needing any help from anyone so far as our food requirements are required. And in medical field, we have achieved that progress, that now the whole world is going to learn from us. And in the race for ammunition and weapons, we have taken the lead in the whole world, and other countries are benefiting from us. And so far as the subjugation of this land, earth is concerned, they were also rising high in the sky. And they were thinking that we can have full sway on the world in every respect. And for that it is very essential that now the whole world should acknowledge our superiority upon them. And then they should fully submit to us voluntarily. And some of the great powers, they thought that the power that we have to control the finance the world is in a way compelled to depend upon us. And because of our sound and strong financial position, and also because of their pride of the technical advancement in certain areas, and they have finished their technical advancement and they are depending entirely on agriculture. And the result of that is that the situation of the finance, because of the lack of presence of these things, previously they had some industry but now they finished. So as a result of that, the financial status of these countries is declining very rapidly. So all this financial crisis that we see in the world today, the real cause of that, these people are not still thinking very seriously about that. And that is the one that the Allah Almighty, who is the provider, who has got all the power, they are not believing in that God. Or they are not doing full justice in their belief in God. So these powers are the countries who are financially very strong, or they were very strong until very recently. They are paying very less attention to this point, that the one God Almighty who has created the heaven and earth, He has His own law which governs the world. When there are calamities in this earth and there are hurricanes and cyclones in the sea, and these calamities and situations develop, then nobody can have the protection from these. Everything is destroyed. And when the economy was run in an artificial way, then the consequences of that are also in front of us. One thing, because of forgetting God Almighty, there are calamities coming from the heaven and the earth. And secondly, against the command of God, if various actions were taken in the finance, in the economy, then the consequences of that are also there. And the solutions which are being considered at this time, they are also not very long-lasting. Although they are trying to get closer to the solution of the problem, but it's not satisfactory. And whatever solution they are thinking, it appears from that they are going to be entrenched in this problem more and more. And all these situations that we see, then the belief in God Almighty is further strengthened for us. At this time, it is the responsibility of we Ahmadis that we should warn the people of the world that all these calamities and the crisis, the real cause of all that is the distance that they have created from God Almighty. And they are not mindful of paying the due rights of the fellow beings. And also, very greedily, they are trying to capture the resources of other countries and other people. If they are looking for a permanent solution, then they should think over these matters. There are many billion dollars, many billion pounds. This bailout which they are thinking or the spending, that is not the permanent solution. Because this money is also coming from the same pocket which has already suffered the loss. If they think over it, and today this is the same condition of the Muslim countries, that they are also following the worldly system of finance instead of getting guidance from Allah Almighty and benefit from that guidance which has been given in the Holy Quran. And then the question of honesty and the loyalty with their country, the status of that is like this, that Rather, we should say that they are totally unmindful of that. The heads of the state, they are looking only for their own interest, for their own benefit. In the Middle East or the Arab countries, where this oil is plentiful, these countries have also not run their economy in that way in which Allah Almighty wishes. And they have been tried to be honest and to discharge the responsibility and pay the due rights as they were required. Although they have developed in their own countries and they have improved in certain aspect in their countries, but they have not utilized their resources in that way in which Allah Almighty had commanded them. For example, if they had some extra wealth and they had plentiful of that, so they had lot of wealth from oil. So they invested that money in the Western countries from where they got interest, and then it was also used on that unproductive acts and aspects, which was a temporary sort of thing. That is to say that that wealth was deposited in certain banks so that they could get interest from that. These Islamic countries, in their own countries, just to show that they established the Islamic banking just to show to the people. But this is also a system of similar to the other. Apparently, it looks like that, Islamic banking, but actually, the fact of the matter, it is not like that. What is required in Islam? What is required by the Holy Quran? Because if you go into detail and see it minutely, then this is also a form of interest which they get as in the name of Prophet. So anyway, Huzur says that I was telling you that when they drifted away from the Islamic teaching, they used their money and they handed over this wealth to the Western countries, and there is no productive use of that. And now when the financial crisis is there, and certainly they would have suffered a setback regarding their own wealth, because all the countries are affected by that. When Allah Almighty mentioned about His quality of Razak, the one who is provider, then the advice has been given to the Muslims, and that is mentioned in the first verse which I have read from Surah Rum. In the second verse, Huzur says, it is mentioned that you give the due right to those people who are close to you, and the miskeen, the poor, the destitutes, and those people on journey. And these are the three rights and obligations are mentioned here. That is the way of the right use of your wealth. And by discharging this responsibility, there are two things which are mentioned, which will be the result of that one. That first is to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty, and secondly, they would be successful in the world. So in order to become faithful and believer, it is not enough to say just from your word of mouth that we believe, that we are Muslims. Or simply to say, that is not good enough to say that we believe in one God who is Razak. With the declaration of faith and belief in the attribute of Razak, people have to show the practical examples of that. Practical manifestation of that should be shown. If Allah Almighty is the one who is the provider, then a person having full, firm faith, then he would never He would never be afraid of the loss of money or the short of money because he believes that Allah Almighty is going to provide for that. And he would be spending that wealth according to the instructions given by, guidance given by God Almighty. The person who gets a better finance, better wealth is there and whose condition financially is much better, he would also be giving the benefit and share it with other people who are not well provided. The one who is rich, he would be looking after the need of the needy people. And there are relatives, neighbors are there. The Muslim who is a brother to another Muslim. So then it has to be extended to the whole Ummah. And now these Muslim countries, they have to help the poor Islamic countries. How can they help them in development? And only then they would be able to discharge this responsibility according to the instruction of God. Allah Almighty says, فَاتَزَ الْقُرْبَ حَقَّهُ وَالْمِسْكِينَ وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ. And the word آت that is mentioned there, in that word, this point is included that you give that help by in an honorable way. And by using this word, Allah Almighty has mentioned that with honor, you have to discharge the responsibility and that is your responsibility. It is not like a favor. It is not something which you give away to the people. It is not like an alms which you give to the people. But out of the extra money, it is your obligation and responsibility that you should give that. So the Muslim countries, if they had thought of the betterment of the poor Muslim countries, then out of their wealth, they would have paid attention to their development instead of becoming greedy. They simply hand over to the Western countries and deposit their wealth in their banks and in order to get the interest from that. Instead of that, they should have caught the pleasure of Allah Almighty and they should be among those people who are successful. So many a time the statements of these countries are there in the press that our conditions are right, but this is wrong. This is wrong to believe that we have got plenty of wealth based on oil. One thing is that whatever wealth which is deposited in the Western banks or in those organizations which give the benefit of that, they are very much affected by that. In brief, I would like to tell you that these countries, these Western countries, whom we consider to be very successful, and many people get loans from these banks. Whatever loan they give, these are all that type of unproductive type of loans, and a great huge amount of that, a huge percentage of that is given for buying certain things. These are all of unproductive nature. And when the wealth of these oil-rich countries, they were able to get that and that were deposited in their banks, then they saw that we are getting this wealth at a very high, quick speed. So they started giving more and more loans. The banks, they keep little bit for their own expense, and there are some articles written by Ahmadi scholars and they are very good articles. And the rest of the money, a large percentage of that, 90 to 95% of that is used by others. And in that, as I mentioned, that the wealth from those people who are oil-rich countries, and they do not go for any productive investment. So it's a huge amount which is used in this way. There is a person who is working in a bank. He told me here that the total investment in the banks, the 45% of that, They are, that is only for the loans to buy new houses, and some other wealth is also given for some other requirements and needs, and very little amount is given for productive type of activities. On very easy conditions, the loans are given. The easy conditions in this way, there are many people who know these things, many are sitting in front of me, that if there is a 300,000 pound is the amount of the house, then there was previously a limit was fixed there, a certain percentage, but now they ask for more money. And the rest of the money, the bank provides as a loan to those people. And the one who gets the loan, he does not think that what is the rate of interest, how much I will have to pay, and for how long I am going to pay that much, and how much extra money he will have to pay as a result of getting this loan. He only thinks that, well, I should buy the house, and the loan will be returned slowly, slowly, and gradually, but he doesn't know that this is a payment over a long period of time, and moreover, his own income is limited, his resources are limited, and the repayment of this loan, a time comes when he is unable to afford that, because generally the inflation, the rate of inflation is high, and the requirements of family expenses also increase. If he wants to repay the loan, then how can he meet the needs of the house? So in this way he is captured in that loan, and he becomes very tight, and the amount of the loan goes on increasing. Some people have this practice of remortgages here and also in other countries. So then again, further burden of loan is there. In a way they get the money, but actually that is the amount of loan which increases. For temporarily they are relieved, but permanently a further load and responsibility has come over them. And some have this arrangement with the banks, they make it that they do not pay anything from their pocket, and they have an agreement with the bank, they buy the house, and rent of the house plus interest they go on paying to the bank, and this goes on like that, and when they are just about to die, they don't have anything in their hand, and the whole property goes back to the bank. Many people, when I mentioned about that, about the interest, then many people got rid of this arrangement. So actually this loan, which is interest-based, that goes on increasing and accumulating. And those people who do not afford to repay the mortgage and the loan, and the situation becomes very difficult for them. The banks, those who have given loans to the people, they also have obtained from other people. It's the money from of the other people. And as I have mentioned, that there are a lot of money comes from oil-rich countries. And because of that, these people showed, they became very generous in giving away these loans. So this situation is not only here, it's in America and also in other countries. So anyway, Hazur says that, as I said, that law of nature works its on its course. When at a certain, after a certain point, when the ability to repay the loans is exhausted, then the banks, they realized it, that it was not our money. It was the money acquired from other people, on, and then they stopped it. And not only they stopped giving loan for unproductive activities, but also for productive type of requirements, they also stopped giving loans. And the result of that was that the whole economy greatly suffered for that. And because the various countries, they depend on one another, And as a result of that, the whole world was affected by that. So therefore, to say that for a country that we have got the resources, this is absolutely wrong. One thing that this wealth which is in the West, it is there is no chance of getting it back very quickly, very soon. And secondly, when the economy was suffered because of it, then whatever they had, that is oil, and which they consider to be the main support of that, that also decreased. There is a news magazine, and it has presented certain hard facts about that. It has written this. He has written a sea of debt. That is the title which it is given, and this is a sea that the water of which America, which considers it to be the a joint economy, and that is just about to, very close to sinking. And he has mentioned that the economy of America is so much deteriorated that whatever it may do, but its recovery in near future is impossible. And these shocks which are coming to the economy, and there is no country which is safe from the effects of this tremors of in economy, particularly the Western countries. The condition of the American economy which is mentioned there, they say that the credit card is very common, and people without any regard of the expense, they go on spending the money. And now there is restriction on that. They are putting certain restrictions on it, and this was the enjoyment of the people, that they could spend as much as they like. Now they are putting some restriction on that. The sale of cars is also being affected, and for the last 15 years, it is at the lowest point. The air travel has also decreased because many airlines, they have stopped their flights to certain destinations. So these are the things are such in which oil, they are oil related. And when the use of oil is not there, then where they are going to get the revenue of that? So then the demand will also decrease. And when there is a decrease in demand, then naturally it will give a bad effect on that one. So then the programs of enjoyment for people, their food, eating out, and entertainment, and which is very common, that has also fallen down. And there is a decrease in that one. And when there is no outing, the weather is also not very good. So the result of that would be that the depression, which is very common in these countries, that will increase. And the bad effect of the depression will also be there. So Allah Almighty, when He has mentioned that whatever money, if you depend on interest, or you are dealing in interest, these are the people who have been flabbergasted by Satan, and those people who. وَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْعَ وَحَرَّمَ الرِّبَا فَمَنْ جَاءَهُ مَوْعِظَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّهِ فَانْتَهَى فَلَهُ مَا سَلَفَ وَأَمْرُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَمَنْ عَادَ فَأُولَئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. یعنی حضور has quoted a verse from the Holy Quran, and the translation is that those people who eat from interest, they do not stand like a person who has been greatly made upset by Satan, because they say that this commerce is just like interest, while Allah Almighty has made it lawful, the commerce, and the interest has been forbidden. And the one who gets the guidance and advice from Allah Almighty, and he abstains, and he let go whatever is the past, then the matter will be with Allah Almighty. But who does it again, then these are the people who are the people of fire, and they are going to stay there for very long. So the effects of this business, whatever they are going to be there. The loss of the wealth or this fear that for some time we are not able to get our money, or this fear that our wealth is going to be lost, and all these types of fears, this is also very horrible sort of thing. And all the arrangements and the plans they had that we will be having this thing and we will repay the loan in that way. So that condition will also not be there, because they won't be able to get any loan. The property which they have, they might have acquired, the price of that property will decrease, and the people do not have cash money, and they are also not able to get any loan from the banks, because previously the banks were taking the steps to give away the loans, but now when the condition has deteriorated, as Allah Almighty has mentioned, that the Satan has greatly upset these people, and they do not know what to do, and they are completely, they have lost their senses. Allah have mercy on the people. And but it looks that, as I mentioned, that when this sort of condition is there, then the depression also increases, and there is a completely disorder in the whole society. And as a result of the depression, I have thought of a light joke. Huzur says that the experts in finance, they say that if my neighbor loses a job, it is recession. If I lose my job, it is depression. And that is to say that if my neighbor, he loses his job, then this is called normally by people as recession. If I myself is told off from my job, then it is a depression for me. This is a term, recession and depression. In economy, recession means actually this temporary financial crisis, and depression is that which is a permanent financial crisis. But because of that, there is another depression is there, and that is the depression which is a sort of a sickness and ailment. And this crisis, which is financial crisis at this time, that has affected the jobs of hundreds of thousands of people. If the people have got some wisdom, then they should try to get out of this system based on interest. They should get into that commerce which Allah Almighty has made permissible and lawful. And the Muslim countries as well, those who are well off, they should set up good examples of that trade which is without interest. And Muslims have been stopped from interest, dealing in interest very strongly. Otherwise, if they don't do so, then the punishment in the hereafter is also there for them. And those countries, those in spite of the fact that they have various resources, but if those governments, they waste away their resources, or they are taking personal benefits from that, they should also be wise enough to get lesson from it. For example, Pakistan is there, or some other countries like that. The leaders of these countries, they have never been loyal to their own country, and they have been plundering their own country, and they have been getting loans from people and on interest. And only a few days ago there was announcement that 4 million or whatever amount was there, the arrangement of the loan has been arranged for the country. But how they are going to pay back this loan, nobody knows, because the previous payments which they are due to them to be paid back, they are also, they are not able to do so. They were saying that our reserves are very high, but when actually the fact came to light, then there was nothing there. Pakistan as well, Allah Almighty has enriched from natural resources. And from the point of view of agriculture, Pakistan, so far as weather and the land quality is concerned, it's very better off. But they are in the habit of getting loans and not using their own resources properly. And then they don't have any sense of honor of the country. And other oil-rich countries also are doing like that. They don't have any concern for the welfare of the people and the honor of the country. The fact of the matter is that when they have forgotten God Almighty and they have not acted upon that teaching, they are now caught up in this economy which is based on interest. They are locked up in that. Those people who are dealing with that, Allah Almighty says to these people who are dealing in interest, that you think that this wealth is increasing because of interest, but it does not increase in the sight of Allah. And what does not increase in the sight of Allah, you cannot have any blessing in that one. So Huzur says that the Muslim countries, those who are keeping their wealth on the point of interest, they are going to be punished severely by Allah Almighty. So therefore, for them to think that we are safe, it is totally wrong. Rather, now the circumstances have made it very clear that the non-Muslims, they are also under this punishment, and they are caught into this state of punishment, and they would be falling into this trap from time to time. In this verse, which is Allah Almighty has drawn the attention to the zakat, which is the right of the poor people. It was mentioned earlier on as well. And in this verse as well, this point has been mentioned, that you pay zakat, and in that is the right of the poor people and also the right of the government. And this is also a service to Islam as well. While in the interest-based system, Allah Almighty says, when you do not pay the right, then the rich people, they go on becoming richer and richer. But they would become rich up to a certain limit. When the punishment from God Almighty is there, then the results are just what you see today. And Allah Almighty has mentioned it, that you pay the right of all sections of the community, because these are the things which will actually increase your wealth and not the interest. So this important point, the Muslim countries, they should particularly keep this point in mind. And this is something which some of the Western countries, they have also appreciated this point at some time. The government, German government, a few decades ago, they realized this thing and they wanted to do away with the interest. But somehow they could not materialize this thinking. Now recently there was a news after this crisis that the rate of interest, lowering the rate of interest, there was some improvement there. But the real solution is that whatever they have received, that is received, and that is the matter finished. Allah has mentioned that. But whatever was in the past, just that is gone. And particularly the believers, they have been advised particularly that they should abstain from dealing in interest. So if that is done, so then after a few years, these financial crises which come and these shocks which are received to the economy, which are experienced by the economy, and all the countries, they suffer the shortage of food and other crisis problems are there, then they will be saved from that. In verse number 41 of Surah Rum, Allah Almighty says in that one, after mentioning all these things which that Allah Almighty is the one who has created you and gave you the provision. He will cause you to die and then bring you back to life. Is there anyone from among those who you set up partners with Allah Almighty who can do anything like that? Allah Almighty is far high, far above than whatever you set up these partners with Allah Almighty. So Allah Almighty has drawn the attention that Allah Almighty is the one who has created you and He has not left you alone. And He has also provided the provisions. And He will continue to provide that. And Allah Almighty has mentioned elsewhere that He gives this provision to all of His creation. Even the animals are provided for. The birds and all the creation, they are given some provision. So Allah Almighty will give you. So if you follow His instruction, He will give you all the provisions. Allah Almighty says that you should be mindful of this, you should be paying attention to this point, that you always keep these instructions in front of you. Because He is the one who is going to cause you to die. And He is the one who is the one going to bring back to life. And you will be standing before God Almighty. There will be questioning then. So therefore, do not get into the apparent shirk or the hidden shirk. And do not try to deviate from His instructions in the least. And particularly this is a warning for the believers. That in this interest-based dealings and economy, this is so dangerous that we Ahmadis should try to avoid from that. Where Allah Almighty has said that you abstain from a shirk, Allah Almighty says that if those who have believed, fear Allah Almighty and whatever is left of interest, you leave it alone, leave it completely. And regarding the prohibition of taking interest, Allah Almighty says that if you that if you don't do like that, don't abstain from taking interest, then it is a declaration of war from God Almighty. And whatever is your actual money, that will remain, that will be for you. So the believers are particularly warned that, and we can see that the effects of this interest-based economy are very serious. Whether the people are Muslims or non-Muslims, Allah Almighty says, previously it was mentioned that Satan is going to make you completely lose your senses. And as a result of that would be that you will be completely entrenched in this business of interest and you won't be able to do anything after that. And now Allah Almighty says that this is a declaration of war from Allah and His Prophet. If when this declaration is there, then nothing remains there. Completely gone. The religion is gone. The world is gone. Everything completely perishes. Muslims, if they particularly analyze these things, then they would see to this point. And every country should analyze it, particularly the Muslims, they should do so, that because of interest, the gap, the distance between rich and poor is widening. And in Muslim countries and also in non-Muslim countries, the poor, they are getting more and more poor and the rich are becoming richer and richer. And they are benefiting from the interest. And the result of that is the unrest that we feel in society. Then rebellion comes within the countries and also in relation to other countries. As I gave the example of Pakistan, there the difference between the rich and the poor is widening, is becoming larger and large. And this is one of the great reason of the unrest in the country. The people in the greed, they do not take care of the poor people. The rich people do not take care of the poor people. And that is why the mullah is in a let, has been let free to do whatever they like. And then these bomb blasts, they are done in the way that the children of the poor people are used for that. There are some other reasons as well, but this is also one of the reasons of that. So these emergency conditions of emergency in poor countries and other situations which are now emerging, these are the results of this declaration of Allah Almighty. In the past as well, we have seen, and today also we see, that the loan given on interest, that is accumulating. And this money prompts the people to capture the resources of other people. And so that it should become like a source of income on a permanent basis. So these wars which are being waged in the name of establishing peace, actually these are not for territorial gain, but actually to capture the resources. If any government on good conditions, if they agree, then the peace is there. And a local person from there is made their president. Otherwise, if they don't agree, then the wars, they prolong. And the money is provided for, in a hidden way to these people. So all these things are against the will of Allah Almighty, against the desire of Allah Almighty. A time comes as a result that the mighty people are also shown the manifestation of the power of Allah Almighty, and they are disgraced. This we have seen, this thing happening with our own eyes in this age, that despite all the efforts and despite the good financial conditions, when Allah Almighty gave them a jolted them, then all the economy of the rich country, it completely collapsed. The organizations, those who lend the money, they could not avail them. And from their own treasury and from the money of the people, they had to give the support to save those countries. And those people who were given loan, now they are supporting their economy. But there is no assurance, no guarantee that up to what extent and for how quickly these conditions are going to improve. As I said, that the worldly people, they are already saying that there is no hope of any financial improvement in the condition of America as well. I mentioned in the beginning that when people depend, they are looking at the resources of other countries, other people. And it looks that they are actually having an eye on the resources of other countries. And this is one of the great reason which is destroying the peace of the world. Allah Almighty says, لَا تَمُدُّنَّا أَيْنَاكَ إِلَىٰ مَا مَتَّعْنَا بِهِ. Do not look towards those people who have been given this temporary provision of this world. In one hadith it is mentioned that the money which does not belong to you, don't run after that. Don't try to capture that. So this is a guidance in principle that everybody should depend on one's own resources. And particularly for believers, this is the instruction that this worldly gains and this benefit, these are all temporary things. You should not be much concerned about that because they are not going to remain there forever. These are temporary things. And a woman should always be worried about the life to come. So these people who are having these temporary means and provisions, they are also heading towards destruction. And those people who have this desire, they are also going to have the same consequences and end. So now it is time for the world to understand this point, that they should always remain within their limits of their resources, whether it is domestic or on the level of their society or on the national level or international level, at all stages. And according to the instructions given by Allah Almighty, they should abstain from interest. If they can have this contentment at a domestic level, so then they should neither have extra requirements and nor the desire of loan and interest, and they should never think of having something better by looking at, with a friend having a good sofa, a good car. They should never think of that, and they should not have the desire of buying a new house when they see the house of anybody else. Although people have some certain desires, but it should not be from the loan obtained on interest. And similarly, there are countries, if people benefit from their resources through commerce and trade, then the smaller countries can also benefit in this way. And they are mindful of that. And if they are mindful of this thing, that in the resources of my country, they are going to be used for our betterment. If the international aid is there, but these countries should have this realization that this is for our betterment and not to capture our resources. And then the leaders, they should also they should use the national wealth of those countries for the benefit of that country. Honestly, they should use it. And they should always keep a regard for the boundaries fixed by Allah Almighty, and then they would be safe from the influence of Satan. And also they should abstain from the interest-based economy. And at every level, if the world, if they do not realize this point, then it is going to be like a state of war. Allah Almighty, from time to time, will punish these people. So the solution of this crisis at this time is with the believers and the Muslims and the Muslim countries. In order to come out of this crisis, they should take the lead. Allah Almighty says,
Ya ayyuha allatheena amanu la taakulu riba azafan mudafatan wattaqullaha la'allakum tuflihun.
Those who believe, though believers, do not have interest upon interest and have the fear of Allah Almighty so that you can be successful. So in order to be successful, the piety is very much required. It is an essential thing to have the righteousness. Allah Almighty give this quality of taqwa to the believers, to the Muslims. And particularly the rich Muslim countries, they should get the quality of righteousness who have attained this income from interest, and they have deposited their money in the banks in order to get interest and benefit. But for this purpose, they will have to listen to the call of Allah Almighty, which has come to us through the Messiah and Mahdi of Allah Almighty. And without that, there is no safety, no guarantee. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that at this time, people need the spiritual water. The earth is completely dead. This is the time when there is disorder everywhere. And everywhere there is disorder. The jungle means the idolaters, and the ignorant and the knowledgeable people, in short, every aspect, every section of human beings, there is disorder, there is corruption is there, there is no spirituality, and nor the results of the spirituality are there. The moral weaknesses are there for everyone, and people have not recognized God Almighty. There is no trace of that one, belief in Allah. Therefore, it is need that the spiritual water should descend from heaven, and it should give light to those people who are activated as a result of this light. Be grateful to Allah Almighty that Allah Almighty at this time of need has given this light to us, But there are very few who benefit from this light. Allah Almighty enable the world to come within the circle of this light. And this order, which is because of the disobedience to the command of Allah Almighty, they can abstain from that. Because now, in order to appreciate and to recognize God Almighty and to believe in God Almighty, that will actually make the people really worshipper of Allah Almighty. And the one who are honestly believing in the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and following him, may Allah enable the whole world to understand.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله.
There is one announcement. Huzur says that the time of Asr prayers starts from 2:15. So therefore I will also combine the Asr prayer after the Jummah prayer. And secondly, the reason is that there is Lajna Ijtima going on today. So after the two prayers, there is a Janaza prayer as well. That is my cousin Amtul Mujib, Nawab Mustafa Khan Sahib's wife. She passed away on 21st of October as a result of heart attack. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. She was 66. Mirza Hamid Ahmad Sahib, son of Mirza Bashir Ahmad Sahib, she was the eldest daughter of Mirza Hamid Ahmad Sahib, and also she was the granddaughter of Hazrat Muslim Aud Razi Allah Ta'ala Anhu, Khalifa Sani. She was Musia. She was buried in Rabwa. She was very devout and a pious lady. Allah Almighty have mercy on her and give her a place in paradise. One of her daughter, there are two daughters. One is Rambla Khan, married in America. And the second is married to Basil Ahmed Khan, who is Allah Almighty also exalt the station of her, and after the Asr prayer, her Janaza prayer will be offered.
Ibadallahi rahimakumullah. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وَادْعُوهُ يَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ.